podcasting with limited bandwidth from his mom's basement. It's the Internet Tommy Internet Radio Show, broadcasting to you live on the Internet. The Internet Tommy Radio Show is brought to you by the Internet. And now, with no particular agenda or preparation, here's Tom.
Yeah! Hi, everybody. It's Internet Radio Tommy, and with a special Internet Radio Tommy Internet Radio Show. Space Shuttle comes home. What a great day. The Space Shuttle's coming home.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Rob.
You like that Space Shuttle action?
Wow, it's such a great day to be here in the Washington, D.C. area.
What town are you in? What town do you
call home?
Suburb ever, or the city?
Yeah, we've never really established it.
Springfield.
No.
Springfield, Virginia.
not shocked.
And
the jewel of Northern
it's
Virginia.
It's so great because today,
the
Space Shuttle flies on the back of another plane.
Right.
And you can see it all over Washington.
Yeah, did you go outside
and
look at it?
Glimpse? It was
quite yeah, I went outside and stood in my lawn, but my neighbors have trees.
Oh,
well. So I didn't get really good look at it, and I didn't know what time it was coming, you know, from what direction or where it was going to go.
Well, it was on the news.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah. It was on the news?
Yeah, they had the times.
Well, of course I know it was on the news. That's how I saw it.
Oh, you've seen it on TV.
Oh. I've seen it on the TV like everybody else that got in car accidents in Washington today.
Yeah. Bright fellas.
Yeah.
Do you watch the news?
Space Shuttle.
Yeah, you like it?
It's home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Which craft was it again?
The space shuttle.
Yeah, but there was different ones.
There were several of them.
Yes. No, there weren't.
There was three of them.
There were not.
Well, three.
Endeavor and...
Mr. RJ told me this is a very important day for America.
Yeah.
It is.
Really
it's
great
sad.
For all the space nerd enthusiasts.
That's yeah. right.
What
so I stood on my front lawn and I went, yay, America!
You yelled it
for
yay,
you.
Yay, America!
Is that how loud you said it or did you say it louder?
I listened to the local news station on the radio to find out where the shuttle was going
to
be.
Did you listen to Mr. Seagraves?
Yeah, he sucks.
What?
He was and on. He didn't even know what was going on. None of them did.
Don't talk about our friends.
They're all just going, wow, ooh, ooh, wow. I want to know where the f***ing thing's coming from.
I'm sorry.
I want to know what direction it's coming
I
from.
Thought you
come
were,
on. I, come on.
Were you listening to the radio or were you watching TV?
I watched TV first.
Okay.
And then I was listening to the radio.
So both.
Settle.
I'm upset.
What channel?
I didn't know what direction it was going in.
Did you see Mr.
Park? They said it was going to land from the south. What does that mean?
Well, did you?
Is it going to land in Georgia?
Let me know. It was swinging around.
What's going on?
South side of Dulles Airport and just come in there.
The baddest part of town.
That's Jim Croce.
Yeah, you like Jim Croce?
On the south side of Chicago. Yeah. Lives the baddest man. But where's it coming from?
Well, it came from D.C. and uh-huh. went out to the, I think it's called the Hazy Space Center. In Dulles, right?
It's hard to see?
No. It's just that's the name of it.
Okay. So anyway, I missed it. I didn't see it.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, maybe they'll be on YouTube. You can look it up.
Yeah, it'll be on TV again.
Oh, well, anybody can watch it on YouTube, Rob.
So, Tom.
there was three aircraft. The jet, you had the space shuttle, and you had the 747?
The escort. The escort plane, yeah.
Now, when you look at it from afar, it looks like planes having sex.
Oh, he liked that.
I thought you were being serious.
Did you?
If you see planes having sex, does it move, Tommy?
No.
But it was one plane.
You're going through puberty, you know.
I'm not a puberty. You guys know that.
Yeah.
Why are you talking? You know, I wanted to talk about the space shuttle. Now you guys are talking about my puberty again. It always goes the same way.
It's
every time I do the Internet Radio Tommy show, you guys do that. I get tired of it.
It's just like birds, Tommy.
It's just like birds in what way?
The way they make sex.
The way they make sex.
Oh, see, you made Tommy laugh.
Hey, RJ, you're not a dick.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Johnson will stop the war before the election.
You don't stop a war before an election.
Mrs. Harris, please excuse us. Immediately. Your activities last night have cost us this account.
What?
Go ahead, tell him how you corrupted my account and my friend.
Hold on, what happened?
Edwin's wife, her life destroyed, called my wife with gory details.
Why would he say anything?
Because he was caught with chewing gum on his pubis. How dare you laugh at this?
What, did she just put it there and forget about it?
It was Edwin's idea.
Impossible. He would never.
He didn't ask you because he thinks you're a homo.
I can't believe the hours I've put into helping you become the monster you've become.
I was doing my job.
It was my account!
Your account? You have no idea what you're doing. In fact, as far as I can tell, our need for you disappeared the day after you fired us.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his Davenport, oh, that's so gay, here's Mike.
Live from the Cabbie Fiber Studios, America's most beloved podcast, the Mike O'Mara Show. Downloaded more than 13 million times. Ooh. And heard him 150 countries worldwide. You can call us at 718-506-1625. Our show today brought to you by MC Ginsburg. MC Ginsburg, one-of-a-kind art and jewelry. You forge the idea, they forge the materials. Don't buy mass-produced stuff. Contact MC Ginsburg for him, her, it, or you.
You know what I'm having Doug build me?
What are you having Doug Ginsburg build you?
Solid brass space shuttle.
MCGinsburg.com. Or click their ad on our page. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination. Rob.
I'd go brass plated.
You know, when I agree with you, I agree with you. We have in this town, on radio and television,
the worst.
God love them. I know a lot of them. I don't know. But Jesus, we have the worst news coverage in the world in the most important city in the world.
Have
it's
I ever?
Complete and total incompetence. They make tons of money. Steve Goldstein is buying new mansions every day over at WTOP. But all they can do is say ooh and ah. Why give people information when you want to see where this fantastic site is going to be? And it is an impressive site.
Mike, have I ever called you on the phone and have I ever just led with the F word three times?
Right.
Because
right.
That's what I got. Because there were people, it started.
Let me
okay,
set it
go
up.
Ahead. I'm sorry.
What we're talking about is today they are flying the Discovery, the space shuttle Discovery on the back of a 747, yes. Piggybacking on
rocket,
a 747.
Rocket machine.
Rocket machine.
Space rocket machine.
Piggyback. Piggyback machine.
We are. We have not evolved at all. Bird. We haven't.
I looked up.
I'm guilty.
I seen it.
I'll get to this in a minute. I'm as guilty as anybody else.
Oh,
as guilty as anybody else.
If you see it, call me, because I want to look up in the sky and see the rocket machine. There's three of them in the air.
You are such a Neanderthal.
Hold on.
Jesus.
So they're flying it back, and they're flying it into Dulles Airport, which is the closest airport to our living room studios here. So for those of you around the country, this is a big deal. And when they say it's going to land from the south. And when they say that, I get jets that fly over here every day.
Sure.
And I decided, Mark, you might have heard me run outside the kitchen.
I thought I heard the
door. You heard the door
slam
because I said, well, F it. And here was my plan. I said
the same thing.
I was going to. No, you were driving from Leesburg at your usual hour, although I pounded into your head. And then you came by and you hit the log jam of people that want to be near Dulles Airport.
Right. People wanted to pull off
people
the road.
Who
are,
and let me just say this. Based on this is something that's in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't need to be on the bank overlooking the river. You know what I mean? You can be anywhere. Mm-hmm. If your ground is high enough, mm-hmm. you're going to get a look at this thing.
It's up in the air.
It's up in the air, but no.
Way high in the sky.
Washingtonians will stab someone in the eye pull people over and drive dangerously, and that's what they were doing. And you encountered
three times I saw people hit the go into the shoulder and park from 55 miles an hour to zero
because
I see a space.
People are absolute idiots.
And
go over to Dulles Airport, you're an idiot.
Yeah, to witness history.
And to
why
your
would
point,
you do that? Why,
no,
yeah.
no, hold on. I'm not talking about witnessing
Thank you,
history.
Oscar, good move.
And no. First of all, Nerdnecks, let me just say this.
Three of us.
Total pop culture, you know, junkies. I'm with you. I got out of I left my kitchen to go to higher ground.
Until you met the locals.
Knowing where there was higher ground. And I said, if I catch a glimpse of it, I will see it. I'm with you.
I wanted
to see it as well.
What I'm saying is, a museum that you can visit at your leisure.
That's true. But also, driving to Dulles Airport and pulling over the shoulder road are mouth breathing moron idiots completely. And to do it at 55, I'm with you 1,000%.
I thought my wife was a special breed of idiot this morning because she was la-la-lying out of the door. She says, I'm bringing my camera to work, so if you see the space shuttle, call me so I can get a photograph. And like, I don't know what she's envisioning, that perhaps sometime during the show we're going to open the window to let a pie cool.
Right.
And I'm going to say, look, there's the space shuttle.
We're
I must call
pie?
Carrie. So I was okay with that. I thought, you know, that's just Carrie being Carrie.
Right.
Get her priorities in line. It's no big deal. So I pull on and I get to Route 28, which is the road that basically connects the highway to where the airport is.
Uh-huh.
And it's the best way to get to Mike's
Fun
house.
Road.
When I get to the W and OD Trail, used to be a railroad.
Incidentally, can I stop you right there? I'm stunned that he's even here.
I'm
amazed.
Well,
you say that every day.
I
assumed RJ would be an hour late today, and I admire you because I know you are
there.
The space junkie
Job
of
first.
Space junkie.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You truly
it's
are.
True.
Go ahead.
He used to be on that popular morning show, The Space Junkie.
He's watched many launches and landings.
So the WNOD trail is now like for pedestrians, and it's an overpass on 28. And I looked and I saw there was like a 2 dozen people standing. I said, those idiots. They're looking to see the flyover.
Hey, that's wild.
And then I start seeing people on the shoulder of the road and like big fat women leaning out of their cars with a camera.
Let me know when you're done.
This is the most popular activity with fat men and women, myself included.
And it really, she looks like she thinks she's Matthew Brady or Ansel Adams. She's going to capture something no one's ever seen, but not important enough to get out of her car.
Okay.
Leaning out of her car with her camera. But then I get to a special breed of
idiot. He's wound up today.
Which
really
is the person who takes their pickup truck, pulls off to the side of the road, probably doing 60 to 0 in about 4 seconds, and then it's not good enough to be there. Okay, they're standing in the back of their pickup truck.
Which
because,
they have a right
to because the 18 inches that they're higher on the ground is going to help them see.
If it gives them clearance over trees, it makes sense.
No, 18 inches doesn't give you clearance over trees, you moron. You're not going to get that.
I'm not a moron.
You're not going to be able to get it.
Can I finish the damn sentence?
You're not going to get leverage.
Apparently not.
He's right. He's right, Buzz.
Okay.
He's right.
If we keep science out of it, he's right. If we keep math and geometry out of it, he's right.
Wow.
Because you're so brilliant. No, let me finish a sentence, please.
Sure, Buzz.
All right. If you go higher, you get a much greater angle difference. So a little height can make a difference.
But 18 inches?
18 inches will not make
that difference.
The back
of a pickup truck?
Right. It will not make that difference. Trust
me. Maybe if they were in their truck on their tiptoes.
It will make you feel better. That's all it will do.
Well, no, it's more about, then it becomes, look at me. I'm standing in my pickup truck to see space machines.
So
yeah,
obviously, you're defending these people that are going 65 to 0?
No. Unsafe driving, there's never any excuse for that. But had I had the time available, I would have been out there watching it and trying to get a close view.
Wait, no. I'm with watching
it. At the airport.
So that I can get a close view of its final flight.
I will
offer something that will convince everybody that drove out to the airport that there's no need to drive out to the airport. There is no need to drive out to the airport.
I apologize if I shook my fist at you this morning.
I pulled over. I was crossing the Key Bridge, and I actually called out of work this morning because I was like, look, I'll just make up the hours this afternoon.
No, stop it. We'll get to that in a second.
I hate that.
Wait, we've got a letter about that.
Serious
today.
Hate mail.
We've got a letter about that.
It's your crutch.
My.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't wait to that.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Away.
So what did you do?
So I'm crossing the Key Bridge, and I was listening to the radio, and on the right hand, all the cars on the Key Bridge were at a standstill with their hazards on. I said, something's going on.
Right.
And there was a ton of people on the Key Bridge.
So you didn't respond to the hype and drive to the Key Bridge?
No, I got to cross it regardless.
You're going home. You're going to work.
Yeah.
Or you're coming here,
so
you're going,
then
yeah.
I'm crossing, and there was a far left lane where I could just go straight, and I just said, F it. I'm going to pull over to the side, put my hazards on, and I watched it go right over, and it was f***ing amazing.
Oh.
Right. Okay. All right. So,
well worth it.
Here's the point I'm trying to make here.
I agree.
Because I'm on the fence on both
sides.
I can see both sides. First of all, Mr. Man,
yes,
driving to the effing airport is the dumbest thing you can do.
In your opinion.
No. No, I'm right about this. Because first of all, F you, Buzz.
Okay.
Seriously, okay?
Uh-huh.
You want to take the show? You want to take it over?
No, but...
You want to do it, douchebag?
Can we have a conversation?
No, but I mean, if you're going to say, you know, I'm trying to make my point
all
now.
Right. Again,
I let you make your point about math and science, okay? Uh-huh.
All right,
you know,
fine.
Let's compare degrees.
All right.
You want to do that? Okay. So anyway, my point is this. I am sitting here watching the news hype. I'm watching this. This plane... The 747 is mm-hmm. making four passes
right.
around. You know what, man? I'm pissed off now. Now I'm pissed off.
Why?
Because he doesn't know how to fight.
No.
We keep it light, but you get so goddamn indignant and sanctimonious
that
you make me mad, and then you take me out of my rhythm.
No,
all right?
I'm sorry.
You take me out of my mojo because I'm sitting here trying to make a point.
I can't get out of a sentence.
If you drive, you can't get out of a sentence because sometimes you're pissing me off too much to get out of a sentence, all right?
All right.
If you want to talk for the whole show, talk for the whole show.
I don't.
All right?
I want to have a conversation.
Maybe you'll get some TV time on Channel 50 if you open
it. I don't
your
care
mouth.
About that.
All right, I know you don't. You know, there's a lot of stuff you don't care about. There's a lot of stuff that I do and you don't.
Right.
About
well,
that.
You're getting really personal now.
I am getting personal. I'm getting pissed off.
Well,
I got attacked too.
I understand that.
Yeah,
I get
smarmy
that.
Pisses me off sometimes, you know? And the fact is, you know, I don't know. It's just right now, I'm so completely out of my rhythm.
I'm sorry.
And maybe we're all getting a little too f***ing comfortable. Maybe we are.
That has nothing to do with it, Mike.
Maybe
that
we are.
That has nothing
maybe
to do with it.
Maybe we're getting
it.
All a little too effing
means.
Comfy, all right? But the fact is, I'm trying to make, you know, Rob comes in and he makes it light. Then I agree with Rob. Then you start yelling at me about math and science and stuff like that. And I've just come out of this situation. And what this is everything that is DC. This is everything that pisses me off about the hype machine. And when you make your point about driving out to the airport, mm-hmm. and you would have driven out to the airport,
like to
then you would have missed the best view of it. Because if you want to drive somewhere, why don't you drive downtown where it's going to make four passes
that
at
1,500 nice.
Feet?
I would have liked
That's
that.
The point I'm trying to make.
Right.
When you have one artery, Route 28, that goes to the airport where I live, mm-hmm. and you are driving along that, and you're putting people in danger by pulling people over to the side of the road, that's the point I was trying to make.
Right.
There. Now you can make your point.
Just that this is history being made, and I think it would be exciting to be at the airport and get a close-up view of the shuttle landing for its last time.
But what
time.
Mike is saying is valid, and this is a great illustration of something.
I saw myself. He's absolutely right.
Well, the thing
Mike's,
is,
Mike's right because... It what the difference between look pulling over on the Key Bridge is asinine and I own it and I'm glad
that's
that
I'm
no
saying.
Accident happened.
I'm as guilty of wanting to see the history as anybody else. I said that.
But yeah. I will say when I was driving in and it was like maybe 2 or 3 minutes away from coming and landing at Dulles Airport.
Right.
There was still like a 4 mile backup to go to the airport.
It's
it
ludicrous.
Did not make sense.
And here and now let me finish this and I can butt this up. First of all, anybody that's interpreting me as not wanting to see it mm-hmm. is wrong. I left my kitchen as soon as I heard it was landing from the south, because I wanted to get out of my tree-lined area and go out to the road mm-hmm. and
where
see
did,
where there was
you,
some open space.
Where did you drive to?
I went down to 28.
Okay.
I drove as far as the Klein's little dairy bar down on off of Route 28, because
right.
I knew it was a high ridge, and that's what I wanted
cool.
to do.
Nice, clear
now,
view.
Well, maybe, or maybe not. But mm-hmm. I drove a little further, and I saw the cars beginning to back up. Immediately, I hung a U-turn and came back, and I said,
realized
that's a drag.
Yeah.
Then I see another high area, and I saw some people. I said, you know, let me just pull into this shopping center. They said it's going to land at 10:30. Maybe I'll see it. Well, within 3 seconds, I got lucky as hell, and I see the thing way off in the distance, but I see it, mm-hmm. and I said, you know, I saw it, because I do think it's got historical value.
Okay.
I don't think the historical value means you do what every person in Washington does.
Well, they do what they're told to do.
People do what they're told to do, and they never met a line that they didn't like.
They love standing in line.
They
love to wait.
Coagulating in different areas.
This is why everyone goes to Costco at 11:30 on Saturday.
So the point is, for all those people that drove to the airport, I'm driving back, and I finally said, well, I saw it go to the south, and it went out of view, and I said, would have been nice to get a closer view, but what the heck, got to come back and do the show. As I'm driving back north on 28,
that far.
I look in front of me, and I swear to God, I said to myself, this is a private plane that must be taking a different pattern because it's going in the wrong direction. I was looking at the nose of the 747.
Yeah. Oh, coming at you.
You guys know where I'm talking about. Yeah. This is where I pulled in. I pulled into the Bloom parking lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you never do that.
And I saw it over, and it was coming down at a level
You're a flight enthusiast. Can you estimate the altitude?
It was probably 4,000 feet, 3,000, 3,000 feet.
Which is almost nothing.
A little higher than it was when it was down on the mall. It looked like it was making an approach. It would probably, you know, probably 2,000 feet or 3,000 feet.
It would have to be an amazingly long approach considering the weight that they have to land.
It looked like it was on final to Dallas. Right, it looked like that. But I was and I remember, I'm by myself in the parking lot, and you think I don't give a rat's ass about this. But hold on a second. I said at the end of this, I go, Yeah. I thought it was valuable to see that. However,
no, the reason you said yeah is because you didn't have to wait that long.
No, I was on my way back home.
You were excited.
I would not have pulled off if I hadn't seen it. What were you going to say, RJ?
It made a fly over the Pentagon, the same path that we had 9/11, and it was at 1,500 feet.
Well, that's what it did. Low. That's why I was saying to Buzz earlier, right. If you wanted to see the thing, if
that's
you went down, it did four passes.
Right. Well, I hear it's because the GPS was broken.
They were lost.
It couldn't find the airport.
Well, I hope it never, I never want to hear about space. I never want to discuss space. No. I never want to bring something like this up again because you all suck.
It's not true.
But let's hear it for America.
What I don't get is this.
You didn't even know it was coming in. That's you. You pulled over. You're the worst.
No. I knew. Yeah. I was watching it on TV.
Well, I thought you said you didn't know it was coming
in.
Well,
I didn't know it was going to be over my head on the key bridge.
Yeah, you didn't know. That's why traffic was stopped.
Yeah, I watched it on TV, and then I said, I'll get in my car. If I see it, that'd be awesome. And then I saw it. It was crazy.
But it seems to me that just with a little journalism, with a little work, with a little effort, you could have literally specified where this thing, they knew it was going to do four passes around the Capitol.
Right.
They knew it was going to land from the south. Why couldn't someone on any news station in this town take the time to go, okay, what's going to be the final approach? Well, this is the final. But then you calculate where you're going to be roughly at what time, just like they do when they're going to have a meteor
parade.
Shower or something like that.
Something as simple as a parade.
Or a parade.
This is easy
they
as that.
They can't, because that's hard to do. What's easy to do is go, well, this is a great day for America. No, it's not. This is retiring one of the greatest eras in American history.
It's actually sad.
It
you're
sucks.
Right. Now, question for you. What channel locally were you watching on television?
I was watching, unfortunately, Channel 4.
Me too.
And Jim Hanley.
And by the way,
got the impression Jim Hanley loved it.
Well, of course he did. And the great thing about Jim Hanley is he doesn't color his hair.
So as I was driving down Northwest, so basically I felt like I was.
Yeah, but why are you getting so personal?
I'm not getting personal.
No, go ahead.
As I was driving Northwest, I felt like I was chasing the shuttle.
You're
because
getting too comfortable.
Oh, of course. That's me. Please.
I don't know what that means.
As I was chasing the shuttle.
I'll explain it later.
You're the one who bought the furniture. We can't help but be comfortable. This place is wonderful.
As I was chasing the shuttle.
I mean, I'll explain it later.
Okay. I realized that, you know, as much as I thought it was cool that if I hadn't seen it, I'm glad that people care enough. Like, yes, if you're on the highway and you pull over, it's dangerous. If you're on the Key Bridge, it's dangerous. But as I was driving down, there's like two elementary schools you pass. The second one, there was all these kids outside just hoping to see it.
Now that
and
is
for them
cool.
together with their teachers and the whole school outside on the field, remember when I was younger how important
and that
space
also, you know,
that, was.
That's full circle for me because when I was in elementary school, we used to truck the TV
right.
in to watch the launches.
Yeah. Right.
So it's kind of neat.
This
but.
Is a program I think that was beneficial.
Yes.
I really did.
Oh, sure.
And we're not doing
And you're
it
talking
anymore.
About the space program, not this podcast,
the
right?
space program. And it really is a situation where, you know, yeah, we're into the hype today because it's on the Magic Box. And D.C. responds to the Magic Box
we
more
told
than any
to care.
City in the world.
We were told to care.
That's right.
This is, you know what this is? This is Blizzard journalism.
Absolutely.
This is the same mentality they get when we're called for snow or snow is called for.
Right.
And they tell us how to think and we feel that way.
Myself included, you couldn't get one individual in this room or anywhere else that could tell you the name of all pilots on every space shuttle mission.
No.
Well, that's
or
a lot.
Maybe
yeah.
even two.
No.
You
know,
right.
it really couldn't be done. Well, nobody, you know, it used to be everybody knew Buzz Aldrin. Everybody knew Neil Armstrong.
When they started sending up five and seven at a time, it got harder to keep track. Too,
but the captains, I mean, people didn't care. People didn't know.
Right.
People don't know about it. And it's frustrating to me that, you know, we respond to a certain amount of hype and you just said that was a pretty good era in American history.
Great.
You know, the space shuttles, you know, sending people to the. And now what are we hitching rides with the Russians?
Right.
Up there?
Right.
I mean, until you're Mr. Space, how do you feel about all this crap?
Well, I'm disappointed that they ended this program without having a program to take its place.
Right.
It's going to be 5 or 10 years
private
before
sector
we actually
taking
have
it over, right?
Private
well,
sector.
Virgin Atlantic is doing it. Right?
Right. They got a lot of money
Richard
to do
Branson
it.
Is going
to
do it.
Bittersweet. It's bittersweet to see that.
It sucks.
And to the lady that almost ran into me on the key bridge.
Did it land already? Is it?
It's taxiing around the Dulles Airport right now on its way to Udvarhazy.
As she was doing the slow roll and pretending that she wasn't stopped in the middle of the key bridge, and I had to honk at her so she would stop.
Right.
She was staring at this thing. I hate to say it, but to be fair and to be honest, I almost like teared up.
Yeah.
It was that moving.
Yeah.
It was that moving.
We all have.
I just don't. I can't figure you out. I can't figure you out, but we'll talk about that later. Tupac.
We all have our buttons. I guess we all have our buttons.
As you remember, I used to go with my father to the Space Center here in Greenbelt, and we used to watch rockets launch, and we used to build rockets and launch them.
See, that's cool.
And just that the space program has always enamored myself, I guess maybe because my father exposed me to it at such a young age.
It was a very – I remember Rabbit Ears up where we're going to be going up in Maine, and on the Rabbit Ears – literally just seeing a ghost of a picture.
Wow.
Trying so desperately to get Neil Armstrong walking on the moon. If
Mary,
I'm not mistaken,
get the tinfoil.
That had to be July. I would check Neil Armstrong walks on the moon.
Summer.
See if that's a July date.
It seems it's July 23rd or 4th.
You saw that live?
1969.
That is sick.
And it was like, you know, we got it, and 21st. It was just, you know, trying to get Walter Cronkite in
and
there.
And the amazing thing is that as early as it was 60 when Kennedy said we will have a man on the moon before the end of the decade, and damn it, we made it.
I watched them.
But he said decade.
Decade.
I always thought John F. Kennedy said decade weird. All right, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I watched it in the control room of a TV station, so I had the best possible picture.
I cannot imagine. I cannot imagine.
Where were you at Kitty Hawk?
Runway 1A.
Runway 1A.
Parked along the side of the road.
So it was flying all over D.C., and when I saw this thing, it was so close. It was coming. The nose of the plane was coming towards car.
Did you?
Thought it was a private jet. That's how close it was.
Did you feel threatened?
No, it is impressive as hell. It really is.
I wish this media had picked up on it sooner, because when I was trying to book my trip to Maine, I was going to go on the space shuttle, and apparently
it's not available.
It's not available anymore.
There are a couple things. One, you could hear the engines of the 747, which is awesome.
Yep. Yeah. And you can hear it before you can see it in many cases.
Two, as I walked in here, I couldn't tell if Rob just hates the hype or he hates the space program. I'd love him to clear that up.
He hates everything,
but I think you hate the hype more than anything.
That's what I hated, and I hated the pack mentality, and I hated the lack of safety in the way people were trying to view it. I have nothing against the space program. It'll never make me tear up. Okay. I mean, because I don't have a connection
but
to it.
But
Jerry Lewis will never make you cry either, so we all have our buttons.
And this type of hype, I would put this type of hype into... Would it be accurate to say kind of last minute hype really kicked it into overdrive at the last possible second?
Light
and
news
so,
day too.
So people are kind of like in their kitchens, in their offices, and whatever, and they decide they're going to blast out, myself included. But anybody that was driving down to Dulles Airport, there were people like endangering other people. They talked about it on the report.
Was there any warning to people on the news saying don't do this?
Probably not.
Too responsible.
I heard it on the way in. Look, if you've ever done 4th of July in D.C.,
yes.
It's the same nonsense.
Right.
Oh, my.
People are looking up in the sky. Yep. They're parking on the side of the road, running across the street. Not legal. Not safe. Stop it. Knock it off.
It would be wonderful, but I think that's any city. It would be just wonderful if you didn't have so many people crawling all over
and
each other
think
to see something.
Maybe, just maybe, it was not totally expected, because I saw a tremendous lack of police presence.
Yeah.
I saw maybe 3 flashers on the whole ride.
They were dull.
There are more cops normally on speed traps.
When I pulled into that Bloom, watched it go by less than a mile away from me, I felt like I'd stolen one. I felt like really
that's pretty cool.
I had a benefit.
You got lucky.
Lucky's one thing, though. However, knowledge of where planes land, knowledge of what coming
and
to the south
and
is.
Geography, too. Geography helped you that you knew what was a high place to be.
Well, Mr. Science over there. A man of science.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, all right, very good. So am I. Can we agree on that?
Sure.
We're both idiots?
We're both idiots.
All right, very good.
Not me.
right. Last point, then we got to take a break.
I guess on my end, if you're just learning about this now, you're probably like, look, what's the big deal? It's a waste of taxpayer money. What I would say is you should look around your room and look at your personal computer and look at your iPad, your iPhone. I don't know if that type of technology would exist today. I can't say it wouldn't, but if it wasn't for that space race, we wouldn't be where we are today on the technological side, where we really owe a great debt of gratitude to the people, the scientists, the astronauts, the federal government, for putting all that money into that space race, regardless of the political reasons.
Right.
Because this is why we have what we do today.
As a people.
This technology.
And I wish we still had.
We caught a very lucky ride.
Yeah.
RJ, last point.
Mike, what I wanted to say was, I was one that watched it in the air in 1977 when they first tested, which is the Enterprise at Udvar-Hazy today.
The first space shuttle.
Which never made it into space. It was the one that did nothing more than to test aerodynamics. I was in.
Did they test it by flying on the back of a 747?
Very
again?
Similar 747, and right. It actually took off and dropped. The shuttle stayed up, and that was the first flight of the Enterprise, which is at now. Two of them are going to be at Udvar-Hazy. The very first one and one of the last ones to fly.
And you know what?
And this
I would
is the thing
say,
that gets me, Mike. I was around for both sides of this. I'm seeing the end of an era right here.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That's the thing that makes me shed a little tear for
I know, and you loved it. I mean, RJ, how many launches did you go to?
It's dozens.
Yeah, you went to dozens of launches.
And I actually went to Apollo launches and all the other things before the shuttle program. So I've been following I mean, 69, when we landed on the moon, I was like the rest of them. I was out on the sidewalk looking at the sky at the moon. Okay? All right, I'm done. Thank you.
But, he might have seen dozens of launches, but really, he only did one flight. Was it great?
It was great!
It was great. I think it's terrific that the big machine got back here.
Rocket machine.
We'll take a break. Machine. Come back. Oh, we've got another fan letter for Rob Spiewak.
Oh, no.
Cool. It's when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our second segment is brought to you by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. Like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center or click their ad on our website, Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class to save a life.
Yeah.
Okay. I know this is like within a week, but it concerns our man Oscar and you.
Okay, yes. Arne, are you sure?
And
this
I think Oscar's received this already,
I read
it today.
Four or five times.
You have it framed now.
I mean, it was really long.
So by the way, wait. I know I was a dick a minute ago. I don't give a crap. All right, I was upset. Buzz angered me and made me upset. Mm. I know I was mean to Buzz. Okay, I'm always mean to Buzz. Don't send me a letter
about it.
Send the letters to him about how horrible I am and how put upon he is. Yeah. All right. So anyway, that's fine. Send the letter to him. I don't want to hear it.
Support letter about me.
Yeah, send a support. Yes.
Because I have a hunch I'm about to need it.
After today. No, you know what? I might be. Well,
okay, let's see
how it plays out.
I seriously, I'm conflicted on this missive.
Are you torn?
I'm not torn.
Sweater?
Once again, here we are. Here we are. I can't go one way or the other. I can't completely side one way because I see the point, but also I'm upset by the tone.
And it's just one letter.
All right. Now, do you know the name of the individual that sent this? Because otherwise,
it's not Omar, is it?
Some rando.
How many
messages
again?
Do you get?
This is Brian.
I get like two.
I'm pretty organized.
Brian who?
Brian Black.
Ah.
Always bet on Black. Mike, I just sent the following message to Oscar. Please don't unfriend me. Val,
and when that happens, you lean forward.
You don't want to send me something that I'm going to read. I shouldn't say this, but
are these the new glasses? That you're
putting on? They're the old ones. They're the cheap ones.
I polished.
But the good ones are in the kitchen. Anyway, dear Oscar, can you make Rob stop the la 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 and Oscar songs?
Nope.
I can't take it anymore.
Really?
It's been going on since what? November? October? I love Rob. I love you. I remember exactly where I was and what I was doing when I was listening to the very first TMOS podcast over 2 years ago and Mike introduced you. At the time, I had no idea who you were, not being from D.C., and I really was upset that they brought someone new on.
Some rando.
I mean, why? And within 30 seconds, you talked about shaving your ass, and I was all in.
Oh, my.
That's all it took.
Since then, I've come to love the stories you tell, and I've appreciated the way you've opened up veins and bled on the air, and I really, really want to hear more of your stories, especially your recent stuff with your new girlfriend and her family. Well, I can speak to this just momentarily and just say that Oscar is in a a phase that I think we've all been in, mm-hmm. and I think we can't push him on those stories.
No.
Am I right about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, thank you.
We're giving you your space.
Yeah.
He needs that.
He's your doing space to fall in love.
Oh, Mike, thank
he's
you.
In the right. middle of the delicate dance.
I got to see about a girl.
That's right.
About a girl.
I want to hear more stories, especially about your recent stuff with your new girl. He'll get to that. And he's more than willing to do it when the time comes.
Yes.
I want to hear about your family. I want to hear about your adventures with Todd Moore. I think you know we can agree that maybe we can have a little more of that.
There was an adventure this past weekend.
Are they
well,
really
see,
adventures?
That's good. I'll pencil you in for tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's good. You used to tell the most awesome stories about your childhood and traveling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right now, I'm starting to really see this guy's. I agree with this.
Sure.
But that has nothing to do with Rob's music.
But yeah, no. The thing is he says he used to. I think Oscar still does. On a
daily I don't know.
Basis.
When I read these, I get very introspective, and I say, am I giving him enough time?
Right.
But you don't anymore. Anytime you talk, there's the drop. He's talking about your music.
There's one now.
Now you're driving it. I've noticed you don't talk or tell stories much anymore.
Yeah,
that's over.
I don't think that's.
Well, what do you? Let me. What about you? What do you think of that?
I think that the man may have a point.
Oh, wow.
And of course, whenever you do, I can't even say it was funny the first few times. It was never funny. Just annoying. He's talking about the songs that Rob plays. And within a week, it crossed the line into disrespectful.
Maybe it doesn't
is
get it.
Is it disrespectful? And no, now, that's certainly not that.
Hold on. And now it's been going on for almost 6 months.
You bet your ass.
If I'm in the minority and you guys get dozens of fan mail, pieces of fan mail a week saying how much people love it, then I guess I'll have to just suck it up. But it's getting harder and harder. It's getting to the point where I'm not looking forward to downloading TMOS anymore.
Oh, snap.
Really?
Oh.
That's where, yep.
Yeah.
That's
face.
Where he lost me.
Face.
Because that's when it got into my kitchen right
absolute
there.
Absolute face.
No.
Because I know I'm going to have to listen to those annoying drops 10 times a show.
10
and
times?
And 6 shows per week. I subscribe to the bonus show.
Attaboy.
I'm just at the point. I'm just at the point where I don't want to listen anymore. Please don't write back. Anytime I get a reply from someone famous, I feel like a douche. I don't know why.
Oh, well, let's write him back.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well. So there it is. There it is, Rob.
He doesn't care for the la-la-las, and yet I've had overwhelming positive feedback mm-hmm. for the la-la-las.
I wonder if he
now,
just
hold
doesn't
on.
Get
so
it.
Let's examine the word overwhelming.
I mean,
yeah.
How does one describe the word overwhelming? Would overwhelming be 500 letters about, hey, I love those tapes?
Well, the
and
thing about
trip
the-
and tab don't count.
Right.
That's twice.
Where you're
regardless
wrong.
Of how many times they send a message.
Mm. As far as being overwhelmed, it's really not a matter of the number. It's more of the way it makes me feel. Shortness of breath.
I will tell you.
Lightheaded.
Like the space shuttle.
Betrayed.
When you discover the Felix Unger
yes.
singing Oscar,
yeah.
mm-hmm. I unhinged my jaw
yes,
and laughed. I thought it was
it.
Great. However, I would say that perhaps every time it's time, if it was me and it was, or if it was you or if it was Buzz, I think if we had like a, a la 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 or something, mm-hmm. every single time
similar.
We even wanted to make a point, that might be
I don't do it.
Might
it
be a little over.
I don't
that
do it
much.
Every single time, just right. when I think it's merited.
Only to underscore the occasions where mm-hmm. Oscar's talking about his carefree, happy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
true.
That's what the la la is.
And
about.
We going to San Diego
said,
on Friday. Yeah. Should be fun.
See, now there's an example
this is
right there.
The story of Oscar.
Does that mean you're missing another show?
It's on the schedule,
okay.
you know.
All right, very good. But anyway.
The schedule. But remember,
hey, I was
said,
gone last week. It's
we
okay.
We said La 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 long before there was ever any tape that sang La La La. And then God bless Hot Shell Ray for coming out with that song that really encapsulated everything. And that's where it began. And what I love about it is we don't even need to play the full one for that. For that, you can just go... La. And that's just fine.
Everybody knows.
It's quite
a
like
hit.
A rim shot.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So where what do I do with this guy? Do I just leave him alone? Mm-hmm. Oscar, what do you think?
Yeah, I
Oscar.
Say, in fairness to Rob, he only does it 95% of the time. So those
that might be only 92.
That 5% or even 8%.
Right.
To really meet in the middle there. I think that 8% is grand. Like it's a lot of fun. It's a time where I can actually talk and say, hopefully Rob won't interrupt me.
Well, mm-hmm. then this is the solution. This is the solution I have.
Keep hope alive.
This is the solution I have.
A proposal.
Okay. A modest proposal.
Since there's one for you.
Yes.
There should be one for everybody.
Okay.
Yes.
There should be one for everybody. And the challenge to you, Rob.
I have
yours. This is probably not what Brian Black is looking for. Well, but there should be one for. And when I say one for everybody, I mean one for Ronick. Uh-huh. I mean one for RJ. Mm-hmm. I mean one for Buzz. Right. And one for you as well.
We We have one for Mark.
Yeah.
Okay. This is true.
That's true. Yes. That's
Mark,
true.
You
That's
satisfied with yours?
I'm fine. Or the tradition song That's is the true. Other one.
And I need a new one.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we had Inchworm for RJ for a while.
Well, now I don't know if you need a new worm.
Okay.
Why would you say that?
I move faster than you, Mike. Come on now.
No, you really don't.
Oh, that's not true.
Well, I would be willing to fast walk
I
you.
Spent a weekend with RJ.
I would be willing to have a race.
Well, maybe not right now. And I you know
why.
The feedback has been overwhelming.
Jesus, the feedback. I like Inchworm.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, and RJ,
I do too, because of where it came from too.
Okay,
RJ, I spent Sunday with you.
Yes,
Sunday afternoon with you.
Yeah,
he takes his time.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're still incredible.
Does not move quickly.
I congratulate you on your weight loss.
Yeah,
but you are still incredibly slow.
Okay,
yeah, you're the slowest man I know. You move slow. You always move slow. That's the way you do it. That's the way you live.
I'm moving a little faster though.
I do, but it's still at inchworm pace.
All right, okay. Yeah. Seriously,
thank you, Mark.
If you were gonna, let's be objective, Rob. You've gotten out of the car at the same time RJ has.
Sure.
On average, when his car pulls up, how long does he take to get out of his car?
Probably, I would say, if we were to arrive, and we both parallel park, he parks usually in front of me and I behind, but we're the same distance from the door.
Right.
If we don't stop and converse, I'd say there is a difference of a minute.
60
seconds. Yeah, and that is pretty far considering
at least a minute.
It's only, 30 yards, if that.
And I the other day, I know that
he's a lingerer.
The other day, he pulled up in front, and I think I had something to tell you about. We were going to talk about hockey or something like that. And I looked down in front, and I was like, well, what do you do? What do you do? I mean, it's the same pace that old ladies have in their car.
Phone. He is.
Come on. That's all right. The phone.
The lingerer.
The lingerer.
Yes. And you know what? And also, he has another great nickname that we don't visit enough.
What is that?
The shrub.
The shrub.
The shrub. Yes. Yeah, I remember that.
Because he will just appear.
Right.
You know.
Silent. Silence.
Like, this, the phone conversation will be something. I'm going to put the phone on here.
Okay.
Let me just show you. This is
because
real.
He is.
I love the
he
shrub.
He is the inchworm. He is the shrub. And he is. The lingerer.
I will be on the phone. It'll sound something like this.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to do the doctor speaking to me, and I'm sitting there.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, doctor. It's just it's been bothering me.
Well, sorry.
Well, normally, Mr. O'Mara, when you have that dripping out of your penis, it's something that's very difficult. Most venereal diseases can be cleared up with a simple antibiotic, but I'm just curious as to how often do you?
I probably do that 3 or 4 times a week, doctor, and it's very, very frustrating. A lot of pain, a severe amount of pain. And I know there was an Asian hooker about 25 years ago in Bangkok that I
Well, that's very good.
Well, thanks a lot, doctor. I appreciate that. Okay, bye bye. Now, RJ, what are you doing there?
And it comes back to one of my favorite quotes that you've ever said on the show of all time, which is, and it was directed to RJ. You said. You don't live here.
Yes, I will. Everyone will be gone. Mark is. Mark is not loud. Mark is not anybody that makes a racket. But Mark usually, if he's here, I get either a goodbye or I get a big strong door shut that I know he's splitting.
Well, and that's all intentional.
Yeah, I know it is. I know it is. The deal is that this is. I mean, this is our workspace, but this is also your home.
Right.
And I think we, as a people.
Right.
Owe it to you to let us know when we're here and when we're gone. I try to walk out and say goodbye to you.
Yeah.
Just so you know that you're clear and free of me for the day.
Please, I don't need goodbyes.
No,
I'd rather have you all just leave.
Sometimes it's just a yell.
I almost have a sense when Mark leaves. I almost kind of know it. RJ.
You feel your money is safe?
RJ, seriously, I will be there Friday. You know, I'll be here Friday. And I'll be upstairs, and I will come downstairs, and I will sit there, and suddenly it's like, someone's here. And there he is.
Mr. O'Mara, the call came from within your house.
It was
it's downstairs line.
Mr. O'Mara.
It's scary. So you need one, I need one.
Well, Rob has Uncle Buck music, but I don't know if we use that to interrupt.
That's really
not really a theme.
No.
That's for a specific
bit. How about this? Right. I think everybody should have one, but he should really gauge when it's appropriate
and
to play.
Also, you know what?
I'm with that.
That's it. That's
I have
and
really,
that will make Brian Black happy.
Yes. Be judicious. And that's really, really what we want, isn't it?
Right, mm-hmm. right. That will make Brian Black very, very happy.
I have been, I think, less forthcoming with the Oscar things of late. There was a time when we were red hot and I was adding two a day.
Yes.
And you know what? Just occasionally.
But you bust his chops with it a little bit. And he's right. When the time is, you know, when he's going into full douchebag mode,
right.
which, you know, which he will when he's talking about.
I haven't
about,
even mentioned
when I see
it.
Him post the Coachella Festival.
His perfect life.
On his webpage.
I've not even mentioned it.
Because they put a cartoon of Tupac
no,
up
no, no,
there.
No, it was a hologram.
It was a car friggin'
a hologram.
Tune. A hologram is a fancy cartoon.
I haven't even mentioned his shirt.
And then he disintegrates into light at the end.
Oh, it's so amazing.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine how great that would have been if you were just out of your mind on pot like everyone else at that music festival?
I like his tat that says Thug Light.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, that's what we should aspire to.
I wonder if he
country.
Liked the space program.
I have no idea.
He's dead.
But it was.
I used the past tense.
Oh, okay.
Right. And they spared no expense. Like $500,000. Dr. Dre spent $500,000 on this incredible show.
No expense.
You say that now, but when the Beatles come back in hologram form, you will go.
Elvis has been, Nat King Cole has been in hologram form. Elvis has been in hologram. I just, you know, you think it's because I don't like Pac.
Or black people.
I like, that's not, that's
I'm
horrible.
Just, I'm just kidding.
That's horrible.
Come on.
What are you talking about?
That was a layup.
About?
I had to give it to you.
Terrible.
He was, for example,
why
he
do
just,
they all
he
work at the airport?
I'm really pissed at all you guys.
Oscar,
today.
He already mentioned Nat King Cole. Yeah, so he likes black
He's
people.
Right. He's in. If Buddy Guy was a hologram and he could play drums in front of you, you
Buddy
would die.
Rich.
Whatever.
Buddy
what?
Guy.
Whatever. Whatever. What? You just said whatever about my
Oscar.
God.
Oscar.
Buddy
play the
Rich.
Music, Rob.
Play his music again.
Some white guy.
La, 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 la. Some white guy.
It's Buddy Guy.
Buddy Guy.
Buddy
Guy.
It's my Buddy Rich.
Whatever.
Who's Buddy Guy?
It's a blues guy.
All right, let me throw this at it. Really, we're running short on time, but this is, I don't want to open this whole can of worms up.
Okay.
Do you think there's any possibility that white people are talking about how amazing that Tupac was because they just want to seem hip?
100%.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, that's it. Then we don't even have to have a debate.
There are white people that love Tupac.
There are a lot of people that love Tupac.
Yes, my generation.
There are black people that like John Denver. There are really, there's many people that like many things.
But I think when he's just, oh, it was so amazing. And I was like, okay. You know what?
It was every bit as amazing as going into the Haunted Mansion at Disney World.
Yeah, I agree. The technology was not that big a deal
to me.
There
you go. Right. The hologram? The hologram. I mean, it was like, I thought the end though the way they ended it where he disintegrated but it looked to me you know what it looked like I
down.
Felt like I was looking at a video game. That's what I felt like I was looking at.
Yeah, but I guess
I wasn't there though, neither were you.
No, I wasn't, but you know, I worked in music radio and I worked at HFS and I'm familiar with Coachella.
Right.
It's like the HFS, it's much better than the HF Festival, but it's like the HF Festival, but on Polo Grounds in Palm Springs. And for them to do that on a stage in the middle of nowhere was just fascinating to me.
Right.
It could have been anybody.
Mm-hmm.
The hologram alone and the performance that you saw on in HD on the stage was really cool.
What if it had been Buddy Holly?
It still would have been cool. To be fair, I wouldn't have been as excited, but it would have been cool.
We
know that famous drummer, Buddy Holly?
Right. Well, we'll take a break. I'm already exhausted. We're going to come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Ball right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Hey, it's a hologram of Orleans.
That'll be the day.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by
Encore
Insurance Services, LLC. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. People have to pay attention to their insurance. I will tell you why. You have all of these companies out there now that are vying for your business.
They want your money.
Owe it to yourself to reevaluate what you have. One of the ways that I believe insurance companies get you
That's how they
is
get you.
You get it done and you never look at it again. That's why being an insurance agent or working for an insurance company, one of the most lucrative jobs you're going to have in the whole wide world, because people get it and then they forget about it. Well, you can't do that in this modern age of ours because the recession is here, people are losing money, and you get a company like Encore that can just ask you, can we just take a look at it? Here, you get the exact same benefit, and you're going to pay this much instead of this much. Mm-hmm. You owe it to yourself. What Encore is asking you to do and asking us to tell you to do is to simply give them a chance to take a peek at it for free.
Yep.
Yeah. Doesn't cost you a dime. All you have to do is call 866-347-5748. And what are they going to do? They're going to compare the rates.
That's it.
That's all they're
going to
do.
Remember, it's like a bank. Remember, people forget that you are the customer.
Yeah.
And that the bank, and in this case, Encore, they really should court you.
Now, you might have a situation
let Encore court you.
Where you come back and the guy maybe you've been dealing with for 20 years says, oh my God, I can do better. I like that. Well, is that a bad thing either?
No, not at all.
Hitting them against one another? No. Let Encore this is an old, slimy little expression that was used in the auto industry, but I'll use it for this. Let Encore have a bite of the apple.
Sure.
That's what they want to do.
It's huge.
So it's huge.
Huge.
That's right. 866-347-5748. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore.
Insurance services. And now it's back to the audio vault for this just amazingly emotionally taxing show for me today.
Everyone take a breath.
We all came in keyed up.
Yeah, we were all wound up.
Yeah.
Everyone take a breath because I'm going to bring back an old friend that will calm us all.
Okay.
It's the return mic of Consumer Corner.
Yes.
See, it's like a breath of fresh air.
And today we spotlight the Consumer Corner halogen lamp on Mark Roddick, king of customer service. Mm-hmm. What the amazing thing is, I didn't even know, Mark, that there was a way that people could leave you messages.
Well, we used to leave the phone number if people were interested in advertising,
right,
and that's so the same number.
This is how this guy tracked you down. I think what we should say before we play this series of calls is that this man, his DVD has shipped. Okay.
Yeah.
So these calls were really sort of ill-timed.
Okay.
And also,
when did they ship?
They shipped a few days ago. He did wait longer.
When did
than
he order?
Have.
When did he order?
I don't recall. He might say it in the message, he did wait a while.
So the bottom line here, I'm a bottom line guy. Yeah. Is that satisfaction was given to the customer.
Okay.
But also, while they're busy building holograms,
can I stop you right there? Yeah. Not to be a pain in the ass. Does he have his DVD in his hand?
No,
yet?
No,
not yet.
But he will.
So satisfaction not yet delivered. Yeah, it's on its way. Satisfaction on its way to the
what
customer.
We did is
allegedly.
We made good on it. But while they're researching how to build holograms in the Coachella Valley, they might also want to research a way to put a breathalyzer on people's phones.
Okay.
That if you have perhaps something higher than a 0.8, you can't leave voicemail.
Right.
So let's go with the first voicemail that Mark received from this happy customer.
At 3 in the morning.
It was 3 in the morning.
Wow.
That's the best time.
Which means even if he's on the West Coast, it's still midnight.
Mm-hmm.
All right. DVD call number one.
Mark. Been a month. I don't have my DVD.
It's a month.
I'm a little irritated about that. This is Brian. I know we've come first in the past, and you said it would be here last week, and it wasn't. I'm a little irritated. You know what? I was really pissed off the way that Oscar treated you last year. I talked to you, and now I'm starting to think that he had the right to do that.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Coming on my f***ing DVD. Or there's going to be issues.
Same night?
There's going to be issues. So what happened is the first call ended with a threat. But you know what? I think he felt bad about that because on the second call, which includes his wife, he was apologetic with the fact that he said there's going to be issues. Let's go to call number two.
Mm-hmm.
Call number two.
Hey, Mark. This is Brian again. I apologize for my last call. I'm drunk. My wife said I was kind of rude, and I didn't mean to be rude. I just want my f***ing video is all, or freaking video. You don't have to edit that for the show, so. But she's right. I shouldn't have been rude with my language. However, if you could please make sure you get my DVD, which I purchased like 1,000 years ago.
1,000 years ago.
Sent to me. I'm wearing my t-shirt right now. And I don't listen to Mark Wolf show anymore because I don't have my DVD. I'm really irritated about that. Again, I apologize because, hold on, my wife wants to talk to you for a second.
That's great.
My wife wants to talk to you for a second.
I want an S&D shirt because I think every girl should S&D.
That's my
answer. That's
smart
to argue.
Anyway, she's obviously just my S&D shirt, which I received. I received my S&D shirt.
There you go.
but I have yet to receive
your DVD.
My
DVD.
Road trip DVD.
Do you remember in health class in school when they would talk to you about what it's like to be drunk and
yes.
the bad effects of alcohol?
Yes.
This is like a PSA.
Is there any more?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell Diana about Wait Not. Diana's my wife. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, you know, Bob's lost weight. Yeah. And, you know, here, check out Wait Not. You know, I'm preaching all this living here in Oregon. And you guys are, you know, the other side of the country.
Oregon.
Trying to help
well,
you out.
That's the reason.
But
yes.
I look like a liar. You guys don't even exist because we don't have the DVD. That's all I'm doing right now is just trying to waste all your record time, I guess.
Record time.
Yeah.
So that nobody else can call and complain about not getting their f***ing DVDs. Obviously, you guys don't even have some kind of Ponzi scheme.
That's right.
Social Security. And it's more like Bernie Mayer. What, babe?
Bernie Madoff.
Oh, I'm sorry. My wife said quit being rude. I apologize for being rude about that. For some reason why you feel I don't deserve to have the DVD. And I paid for it. No, that should mean that I was entitled to it, but obviously your Jewish background
maybe
you yep. want me to have one.
Oh, dear. Oh,
Gibson on.
So, you
oh,
know, they're
dear.
Mr. Ronick. I'm white, Irish, and drunk.
Oh, dear.
So I'm on your side.
A drunk, Irish, and white.
He's on my side because
I say
of all
like you
things.
Do.
What?
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
No.
He takes it back.
No.
He takes it back. That's wrong.
I just yeah. want my f***ing movie.
He just wants his movie.
He wants yeah. his
DVD,
movie.
That's all he wants.
Road trip, 2011. You probably have 500 of them in the living room.
Now, the good thing is...
He so wants to get personal with you.
Yes, yes.
There's
it's
only,
okay.
There's
he
only
so
one more call, and in this one, this is a good call, because he starts to help troubleshoot what could have
oh,
possibly
good.
Gone wrong. And he really does stay on point, doesn't he?
Hey,
forgive me. Here we go.
Hey, Mark, like I was going to tell you earlier.
Third call.
Take it.
It's another call.
Third call.
Yes.
The DVD. Put it in an envelope and actually...
Well, by the way, Mark, I have a question on the voicemail.
Yeah.
Is there a three-minute cutoff?
Yes, I
okay,
think there is.
Because when this is when this one hits 3 minutes, it's gone.
Right.
So and then that's it. But anyway, here's call number three.
So anyway, Mark, like I was trying to tell you earlier, take it, the DVD, put it in an envelope, and actually walk your ass out to the mailbox, put it in there, and send it off. But yeah, if the flag's not up, they won't know you got mail in there. And that could be a big problem. Maybe last time you put it in to mail it to me, the flag wasn't up.
That's
so
it.
If that's the fact, I apologize. Because the flag's got to be up so the mailman knows to pick up the mail. Because if it's down, he just puts mail in. You need that flag up. Again.
He does
got
stay
my
on point.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
Got the T-shirt.
I love it. I wear it to the gym. Every time, 3 days a week at the gym, I wear S&D T-shirt. And I have to tell people, oh, no, it means fucking... I do that for your show. Listen to Michael Mara. Buy the Mangrake. Go to Amazon.com.
Oh,
hey, try Wait
yeah.
Not.
Yeah.
I go for everything that you want. I do, and I preach for you. But I tell them, don't buy a f***ing DVD. Whatever I want you to do. Get up off your ass. Take my DVD. Put in your f***ing mailbox. And make sure the flag is up. So I know there's mail going out. I got my f***ing T-shirt. Where's my f***ing DVD?
That's right.
Okay, I'm sorry. My wife just said don't be rude. I'm not trying to be rude.
Not trying to be rude.
My voice and the inflection of my voice is not to be rude, but to mean hurry up and do something.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
But hey, if you can see my movie, it'd be awesome. Because I really want to watch
awesome.
It because, you know, here's the thing. In that movie, Rob's like 900 pounds. Now he's like 30 pounds.
Exactly. Lost 870 pounds.
I want to be able to watch the movie, show my wife what he looks like, and then talk to her about waiting on
okay.
because I'm not going to lie to you. My
okay,
wife's
is it over
end.
Yet?
3 minutes.
We have, my wife's recliner is actually our hide a bed. It's like a big sofa tower.
All right.
Okay. There he goes.
Can't anyway, stand anymore.
He does get his DVD, and we appreciate the call.
Yeah, and I apologize.
Now, wait. Now, hold on. You mean he does get
he
it?
He
did
will
he
get it.
Get it? Did he get it?
It's on its way.
That's not it. The guy ordered
it
a month ago.
Yeah, but we said allow 4 to 6 weeks for shipping.
Yes, it does say that.
4 to 6 weeks for shipping?
Right.
Okay, so if we say that, can I ask a question?
Sure.
I can get stuff. We can get stuff so quickly. Mm-hmm. Why does it take so long?
Sometimes, for a while, it was taking long because we needed to wait for a new run of DVDs to be produced.
Like we sold out of the first
yes,
run.
Yes, right. Correct. Mm-hmm. So that really
so
delayed
the time.
So
production was a big, and those people waited a long time.
They did. So I have a new solution that I don't need to get into the nitty gritty on the show, but there is a new solution now that it should go much quicker.
Oh, wonderful.
Why don't we send that guy a care package?
I will.
Yeah, why don't we send him something. He sounds like he's such a turbo
and
fan.
You know what?
Yeah.
Put aspirin in it.
Okay, good idea.
Very good.
You have often said one of the problems with the Democratic Party is they won't allow themselves to look good.
Yes.
Yeah. This is a guy. He's a Democratic strategist. His name is Bob Beckel.
I know him well.
And he was on Hannity.
Yeah.
He drops an F-bomb and then argues about it. This is a belligerent bastard. And
yeah,
I want you
well,
to first hear
Sean
the
Hannity and this guy. This is warfare. Right
you'll
here.
Enjoy the first clip, but I think you'll enjoy the explanation clip.
Okay,
but here's the first clip.
Okay, the Head Start is a failure. You don't know what the failure. You're talking about.
Whoa, bleep. Whoa. What are you doing?
Failure.
I just can't stand right wingers just keep their mouth running all the time.
Jeopardy walls that comes up.
We apologize.
I don't apologize.
Yes, you do. No, you just cursed on the air.
I'm not going to apologize.
Oh, all right. I apologize for you.
Okay, so he clearly drops an F-bomb, and here's when Hannity calls him on it, okay?
We're not on the
air. We were on the air.
When?
When you just cursed.
We weren't on the air.
We really were.
Hope we were.
Yeah.
Why were we on the air?
We were on the air and...
Why are we not on the air now?
We are on the air right now. This is live television.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, good grief.
Well handled, Anthony. Anyway, that is good your magic grief. Audio ball.
Very good. That's good stuff. We'll take a break, come back with buzz and news right after this. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. What is this?
The Dovells, 1962, I think.
Everybody dance.
It's the Philadelphia sound of the Dovells.
I have never heard this in my life.
Really?
There's a reason for that.
Wow.
Can you imagine their holograms?
This is actually a commercial for preparation.
I'd be so glad to get you all out of my house today. Anyway, we are back. Time for buzz and news.
So you don't want to come over for supper tonight?
Not a chance.
Okay.
I'll take the 24 hours till we see each other again. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Buzz Burbank. Take it away.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Netflix. Join today and don't miss the documentary about overfishing called The End of the Line to find out which fish are endangered and who's to blame, something we talked about recently. Netflix, where you can instantly watch TV shows and movies on almost any device as often as you want for just $7.99 a month. For 30 days free, click the Netflix ad on our website. On a personal note, I wanted to thank everybody who asked about my dad during and after the weekend's Midwestern storms, except for losing a TV to a lightning strike. He's fine.
Good.
And about
I didn't even think, was he in the middle of all that crap?
He was right in the middle of it, and I thought this was highly suspicious. If you saw the map of where they were expecting severe weather in the Midwest over the weekend, the area in red that they were most concerned about was actually shaped like an S-shaped funnel cloud. It looked like a tornado, and that's when I figured they were just making this up.
Now, where your dad is...
He was right in the center of that in Wichita.
And where you grew up, I mean, it was like you guys... Mm-hmm. I mean, they were like thunderstorms to most people, right?
Tornado Alley.
But is there any change in your father's perception due to the severity and the frequency of storms that we're getting this year? I mean, or is it the same old out in Wichita?
I think he feels like it's the same. I don't know that he's noticed any real difference, but if you look at the map of what happened over the weekend, you see most of the tornadoes occurred in Kansas. The worst ones were in Oklahoma, the most damaging, but South Wichita got considerable damage, and fortunately he's not in that part of town. He was safe. He has a basement to go to.
How many were you in when you were growing up?
Oh, I couldn't even begin to count. I would say 100.
Really?
But I wasn't in them. You know, they were just always in the area. I remember covering, doing tornado coverage from the radio station whenever a tornado warning was issued. And I remember once reporting four on the ground around Wichita at one time.
The amazing thing is how specialized the area can be. That, Wichita is not a big, bustling metropolis. And the fact that South Wichita could get hit and your dad could be undamaged.
Okay, and West Wichita.
That's
a tornado.
I know, it's what it is.
And you know what? Another thing before I get you, Oscar, another thing that surprised me, hurricanes when they hit landfall. Mm-hmm. Storm surge, one thing, but the wind damage?
Yeah.
You can go into an area where there is nothing.
Right.
And then 30 miles, you go 30
Seems
miles
so
north,
random.
And you see it looks like insanity. I mean, it's not as big a swath. There's the real wind damage for all these things is incredibly narrow, even with a cyclonic thing like a hurricane. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Buzz, what's a Tim Man like?
Well, he doesn't squeak anymore.
Oh, nice.
Us never did give.
All right, go ahead.
About those storms, emergency responders.
Mike's American impression.
But he didn't already have.
It's kind of my, it's a modification of Neil Diamond.
It is.
But what
yeah,
it is,
like
it's your folk singing voice.
Thank you, Rob.
Oh, Neil Young, not Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond's lower.
Keep me searching for a heart of gold.
Oh, man, that's great.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, emergency responders in Kansas say they could have done a better job if camera-toting storm chasers hadn't gotten in their way.
Sure, pull over and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to all of you who passed along this article about a physicist in San Diego who got ticketed for rolling through a stop sign. Like me, he's innocent of the charge, but unlike me, he submitted a research paper proving why the cop was wrong, and he beat the ticket.
How did he prove it?
I'll stick with a simple not guilty when I go to court on Monday.
How could he prove it with physics?
He had charts and everything that had to do with rolling perception of speed.
Oh, okay.
Had to do with perception of speed on that.
Are you going to court here?
Yes, in Manassas, a week from today, week from yesterday.
All right.
Yeah.
I paid my fine.
I'm going to roll the dice. I'm going to be humble. I'm going to plead not guilty. If they give me a chance to explain, I will. If otherwise, I'll just go with whatever happens.
All I know is after these two, I stop and count to 10.
Mm-hmm.
I really make sure, and I hit the brake hard.
I'll be interested. Do you think you'll be able to go to court and make it back here for the show?
If I get out,
9 o'clock. We're 9 o'clock court date.
It's a 9 o'clock court date.
You might be okay.
Depends on when they get to me. But if I have results before or during this show, I'll be here or call in with the results.
Awesome. Right.
That'll be interesting.
He'll break in.
That's right.
Breaking news.
And faulty.
Incidentally, for people that are going to keep track of this, you came to a merge and you stopped behind a car that was in front of you that had gone over the white line. So technically, you came to a complete stop
behind the
before
line.
The white line.
Right.
The argument you're going with is that you didn't have to go up to the line again and stop again.
I was already there. When the car in front of me moved forward, I moved forward with him. The cop saw two cars moving in tandem and assumed that I had just blown off the stop sign,
which
I didn't.
Cop will say you have to come to a complete stop behind that white line every time, no matter what.
And besides, it's set up, it looks like it should be a yield, but it is a hard stop.
What Buzz is talking about is a place where Oscar got popped also.
Yes.
This is an area around where I live here where they have been out.
The drugstore district.
The drugstore district.
Right in the heart of it.
Where they have been out in force popping people. I've seen them do this. Rob's seen them.
Yep.
And we'll check in with you on Monday.
And the officers admit to the fact that it looks like it should be a yield.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, even
exactly.
They'll tell you that.
You know, the one thing that they would tell you is that they get into a lot of trouble with people that use it as a yield and they're getting popped
by. I've seen people.
They're getting hit by the people coming in the other direction. Yep. Right. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
A faulty crime lab work has kept a lot of possibly innocent people behind bars for decades thanks to a cover-up in Washington. We now know that the Justice Department has been keeping quiet about sloppy work at the FBI crime lab. This is no surprise to 60-year-old Donald Gates, who has spent the last 28 years in prison for rape based on questionable evidence. The Justice Department also kept quiet about the evidence that would have cleared John Huffington, who was sentenced to life for a double murder over 30 years ago.
Did you check the DNA, Charlie?
I did.
It doesn't work. I'm part lizard.
Wow. That's new. Thank you.
The Justice Department says it never mentioned this fact to John's lawyers because the law doesn't require it to. The news comes too late for Cameron Willingham, who was executed in Texas in 2004, even after investigators found no real evidence linking him to a deadly arson.
There is your death penalty, and I really do believe I'm one of those people. If one person dies that shouldn't die, you shouldn't have a death
penalty. It's gone now in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. As expected, the Senate yesterday failed to vote for higher taxes for the rich, even though the president and 2/3 of Americans are calling for exactly that. The Buffett rule, which would have required millionaires to pay at least 30%, failed mostly thanks to Republicans. Republicans in the House, meanwhile, voted to cut spending on food stamps over the next 10 years. Among other things, the new rules would require the poor to use up all of their savings before becoming eligible for government nutritional assistance. It
seems like a good plan, doesn't it?
It doesn't seem fair.
Well, I don't think
it really doesn't seem fair.
I've been watching the trends. I don't think it's good to have savings because I think you should probably spend all your money, right?
You know what it is the same thing for people who are upside down in their houses and people that walk away. You're not able to, if you have savings, the bank's going to be able to take those
savings and
deplete it. Then you get the deal where you get some help with your mortgage. But don't expect both.
They kill you.
They kill you.
They make sure you have nothing.
You absolutely, and the same thing with the medicine. Right. I mean, if you have a catastrophic illness, you're depleted down to nothing before they can help you. So, I mean, forget it. It's just, I think we need to address some of these things, and hopefully it'll get worked out. I don't care what team does it. Mm-hmm. I don't care if the Republican team or the Democratic team does it. I just would love to see things get worked out. It seems like we, you know, for really not compelling reasons, we're picking on the least fortunate in our society. Mm-hmm. I really believe that.
I'll say that. It may be a close election. 7 months out from the big day, different polls show different results. A new CNN poll shows Obama with a 9-point lead over Romney. That's down from his 11-point lead last week. And a new Gallup poll shows Romney leading Obama 47% to 45%. The candidates are tied in polls about who can best lead the economy, but Obama still leads in the polls among women and in likability.
All right, I'm going to piss off a good chunk of our audience. And I'm not going to apologize for getting political because it's the political season.
Okay.
Right. So I'll get a plan. I'm going to, if Obama loses the election, I will miss our first lady. Michelle Obama.
You see her prom picture?
I will tell you.
Nice, right?
I like Michelle Obama because Michelle Obama, to me, breaks the mold of Stepford Wives type first ladies.
And with dignity.
She ain't Laura Bush.
Yeah, she's not Laura Bush. And the new one coming on, she's kind of got that. Going to miss her. That's all. That's my political comment.
You know what I think about Mitt Romney? I think too much of him with a sport jacket and no tie. Mm-hmm. I think either lose the jacket or put on a tie. I don't like the open collared look. And I still think he wears too much cologne.
Let me tell you about wealth. There's nothing wrong with accumulating wealth. Hey. If we start slamming people for accumulating wealth, nobody's going to want to accumulate wealth.
Should Obama start packing?
Start packing. Start packing, and maybe he can come over and work on the elevator for my car.
Actual sound bites, ladies and gentlemen. Another new poll shows Americans increasingly confident about the economy, but liberals far more so than conservatives. Government officials are taking the fifth, refusing to testify about why they okayed an $800,000 conference in Las Vegas. The scandal surrounding this waste has led to a series of resignations and firings. And the Secret Service sex scandal is widening. We now know there were 10 members of the military, not 5, who joined 11 Secret Service agents in procuring hookers during their advanced team trip to Colombia.
As somebody who worked for a radio station in the 80s, collective immorality is difficult to pull off. I mean, really.
And there's one
You're always going to have like three or four of the party of seven guys mm-hmm. that says, you know, I'm going to go back to my hotel.
Not my thing, not my trip.
Mad Men did kind of a thing on that where Don Draper said, you know, I don't believe in that. And, you know, a lot of people do. This is like everybody she'll suck. She'll be, you know, I mean, my God.
And they all ended up with gum on their pubis.
Are we talking 21 dudes?
Yeah, we are now, yes.
South American way. Yeah. It must just be amazing down there.
Now, there may have been other guys who didn't participate. We haven't heard about them yet.
Now, it ain't Bolivia. Have you traveled to South? Have you traveled to Colombia?
No, but I know most of the actresses, well, the most beautiful women in Latin America come from Colombia, Venezuela.
Sofia Vergara would be a great example of that. Right?
And great neckties.
Those three countries.
But Jesus, I mean, the sheer numbers of let's get hookers and go back. I mean, that must be a tight fraternity or they were smoking something.
They got a fleet rate.
Yeah.
Well, it's $47, fellas.
Yeah. Maybe that had something to do with it, too. Mm-hmm. But that many,
you're right.
Hard to say no to a bargain, Mike.
I mean, if you're at...
Let's get some drinks.
Let's do this.
How about a BJ?
We had a tight group at the radio station, okay? We had friends. We had great Christmas parties. But say you're on the road, and it's all of us and three or four or five sales guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you really going to say in front of that large group of people, hey, we're all going to get hookers?
Yeah, No, not to the sales guys. It doesn't make any sense to me.
It seems, and I'm speaking theoretically, of course, I think the game of hooking is really a solo game. I don't think you go out with friends for that.
That's something you're proud of, I would imagine. And then I remember when we were in Iowa, RJ was like, who wants to go skiing? And I was like, look, man, that's not my thing, but if that's your thing, you know?
The numbers of guys all doing this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we take you to this is the ballroom where the Secret Service was having their after party.
It truly was a ballroom. Like,
here's the head agent right here.
Hi.
I don't know if you speak Spanish, but what she's saying is $47.
I'll go up to your hotel right now. Anyway.
In Latin America, it's legal.
It's legal?
Yeah,
that's true.
Right.
So, I mean, they weren't breaking the law. That's going to play large. No. But they're all
and the fact now that they're saying that there's
service agent,
they had printouts of his moment by moment itinerary in the hotel room where they're boning.
Right. And I wrote this down today: congressional investigations, BS.
Yes, I agree.
Oh, sure.
Get to the bottom
of it. It's a parade.
They did it.
Fire, mm-hmm.
fire the guys. Mm-hmm. Get rid of them. Change your policies. Yeah. Fire the director. You know what I mean? I think this is where Obama's got to go bam on this.
If they're
thing.
The best of the best, which they probably are, you right. fire them, have them change their names, and then rehire them.
Brilliant. Yeah. You should be working there. NFL fans who get kicked out of games, NFL fans who get kicked out of games will have to take an online anger management course before they can attend another game.
The entire city of Philadelphia, step up.
The four-hour course costs $75 and also covers the risk of alcohol abuse and poor judgment.
You know, watching the hockey game last night, did I tell you guys about the fact that I had posted with the Caps' first loss all these whiny little Facebook messages?
We discussed them. I deleted them because
I woke up the next morning and I was embarrassed. I wasn't drunk or anything. I was just disappointed. Mm-hmm. Last night they lost again and I just wrote down Caps and evil mistress. It's so disappointing. And I'm not angry as much as I just get so down and I've got to put less emotion into it.
Yeah, maybe they win Thursday night.
You know, well, that's sports, but I put too much emotion.
Yeah. It's on the line.
Better than taking that emotion to the bottom of a bottle. The Nationals had a game on Sunday. I was looking outside my window on the street. This cab opens up. This guy gets out of the cab. He passes out in the middle of the street in D.C., back. The cabbie's like staring at him. He's like, get up, sir, get up. Wouldn't get up. Calls the cops. The cops show up right in front of my street.
Hell of a show.
He's in the middle of the intersection.
You
laid
must
out.
Have had, what, you just get your own cocktail and watch the show?
I just sat there. I'm like laughing. I'm
watching chairs.
I'm watching Eastbound and Down and watching Eastbound Down on the street right in front of me. And I pause Kenny Powers. I'm looking at this guy, and he's got a Nationals jersey on. He's got shorts, white guy. And he's just like, and the cops are like, sir, you have to get up. Like you hear the hammered. And then he's
That's
like,
the
sir, you are laying in the middle of the street. This is dangerous. Who are you guys?
Oh, no,
they're police officers.
Did they take him away?
So no. So not they're yet. Being super nice. Like they're being the nicest I've ever seen police officers be.
Yeah, but the guy, it's not going to matter. The guy's lying in the street.
Yeah. Right. So the guy's like, he's like, oh, officer? Why don't you just drag me to the grass? Like, he wanted the officers to drag him to the grass and leave him in the grass. He's in danger.
Because he's gone.
Yeah, he's wow.
The
toasty.
Coolest part about this is the cops, they're being professional. You can see their laugh. They're trying not to laugh because the guy is actually being funny.
Right.
And ambulance shows up and a fire truck shows up. The fire truck leaves, the cops leave, and the ambulance just takes care of him. That's it.
They took him away?
They took him away. That's it.
Because he might need to get an IV.
Yeah. But could you imagine laying in the middle of effing street in D.C.?
Let me think. Yes.
Yes. There we go.
I can really only imagine sitting on a spit-soaked curb. That's the worst it's ever been for me. But I've done that.
You've done that at a bachelor party.
Yes, I can't recall the man.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
That's the passion of sports. It can drive you up or
And you've
down.
Been in the street as well?
I have. It's Scottsdale.
The worst I've ever done, really. I'm not a big street lie down.
Good for
in the
you.
Street. I'm a big bush tripper over.
Huh. Yeah.
Like, I'll be just like, great times, great row house. I really think this. Take care of everyone. I'm goddamn.
Great game.
Whoosh. And the cash register sound effect.
apparently, Mark was there.
Yes.
Does it drive you to drink or you just get pissed?
Jesus Christ, we got to finish the show.
We do. Steve will be upset.
Short kicker. Finally, in Egypt, a man was at an internet cafe, decided to download his very first porn. What he found was a movie starring his wife.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
And then he found 10 more movies starring his wife that she had been making with her boyfriend during her 16 years of marriage.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Jesus.
Jeez. That's a stunner.
Gotta erase those movies.
Wow. Our show today was brought to you by MC Ginsburg. Ginsy, one-of-a-kind art and jewelry. MC Ginsburg, you forged the idea. They forged the materials. Taking my father's captain's bars and gonna have them turn it into something.
That's cool.
Don't buy mass-produced stuff. Contact MC Ginsburg for him, her, it, or you. This is what they do, folks, and that's what I love about them, because who wants to get the same stuff everybody else has?
Be an individual.
MCGinsburg.com. Click their ad on our page. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination. That's it. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.